from Stoic Wisdoms. Doing everything right and still failing. You did it right. All of it. The business plan was solid, reviewed by people who know. You worked longer hours and seemed humanly sustainable. You learned from failures, adjusted strategy, listened to mentors, pivoted when necessary. You did exactly what successful people said to do. The business still failed, taking your savings and 3 years of your life with it. Or the relationship. You communicated clearly, went to therapy, did the work on yourself everyone said would fix things. You showed up authentically, practiced vulnerability, tried to be the partner you wanted to have. They left anyway. The effort didn't prevent the ending. The growth didn't save it. Or the career. You developed skills, networked strategically, exceeded every measure of performance. You positioned yourself exactly where opportunity should arrive. Someone less qualified got promoted. Someone less dedicated got the recognition. The correlation between your effort and your outcome broke so completely you started questioning whether effort means anything at all. This is the moment nobody prepares you for. When the implicit contract you've been operating under reveals itself as fiction. When hard work plus smart decisions doesn't equal results. When virtue goes unrewarded and mediocrity succeeds through luck or timing or forces you can't even identify. What do you do when doing everything right still leads to failure? The usual responses are inadequate. Optimists tell you everything happens for a reason, that this failure is secretly a blessing redirecting you towards something better. But you can see that for what it is, retrospective meaning, making that turns whatever happened into the thing that should have happened. It's not wisdom. It's refusal to acknowledge that sometimes things just don't work despite your best efforts. Cynics tell you the system is rigged, that success has nothing to do with merit, that people who win just got lucky or had advantages you lack. This feels closer to truth but offers no path forward. If effort doesn't matter, why try? If outcomes are random, why not just accept defeat? Neither response addresses the actual problem. How do you continue operating in a world that doesn't consistently reward the things it claims to value? The Stoics lived in a world even less fair than ours. Marcus Aurelius watched virtuous people die in plagues while the corrupt stayed healthy. He saw honest officials removed from office while liars advanced. He observed parents who loved their children lose them to disease while negligent parents kept theirs. The disconnect between virtue and reward was so obvious that only a fool could miss it. Yet he kept trying to be virtuous. Kept acting with integrity despite seeing integrity punished. Kept working to improve things despite watching his improvements fail. The question is, why? If virtue doesn't get rewarded, if effort doesn't correlate with outcomes, why maintain either? His answer wasn't what you'd expect. He didn't claim effort would eventually pay off. He didn't promise that virtue would be rewarded in some cosmic ledger. He said something stranger and more challenging. The effort is the reward. The virtue is its own point. This sounds like the toxic positivity the optimists peddle, until you understand what he actually meant. He wasn't saying failure doesn't matter or that outcomes are irrelevant. He was saying that your sense of whether you succeeded can't depend on outcomes you don't control. If it does, you've made yourself worth dependent on variables outside your influence. You've given the universe veto power over whether your efforts were worthwhile. Think about what actually happened in your failure. The business didn't succeed, but did you become more capable through building it? Did you learn things about yourself, about markets, about humans that you wouldn't have learned otherwise? Did the effort change you in ways that will compound across the rest of your life? These questions aren't consolation prizes. They're asking whether the value of what you did depends entirely on the outcome, or whether the doing itself generated value independent of results. The relationship ended, but were you a better version of yourself while in it? Did showing up authentically, even though it didn't save the relationship, teach you something about who you want to be? Did the practice of communication and vulnerability develop capacities you'll carry forward? This isn't the same as saying the ending was good or necessary or part of some plan. It's asking whether the worth of your effort lies only in the outcome or also in who you became through the trying. Epictetus taught students who faced this constantly. They'd work hard at philosophy, developing their character, then watch less philosophical people succeed while they struggle. They'd cultivate virtue while seeing vice rewarded. They'd make the right choices that led to worse outcomes than wrong choices would have produced. His response wasn't to promise eventual cosmic justice. It was to ask, what are you actually trying to accomplish? If you're trying to guarantee outcomes through virtue, you've misunderstood what virtue can do. Virtue influences probabilities but doesn't determine results. Being honest makes trust more likely but doesn't guarantee it. Working hard improves chances but doesn't ensure success. Acting with integrity creates conditions for better outcomes without making those outcomes certain. If you've been treating virtue as a formula that guarantees results, discovering it's not a formula feels like betrayal. But it was never a formula. It was always about probability and influence, never about control and certainty. The harder question is, if virtue doesn't guarantee results, why be virtuous? This is where most people stall. They can't find motivation to keep trying if trying doesn't ensure success. They need the promise of correlation between effort and outcome to justify effort. Without it, why not just do whatever is easiest? The Stoic answer is uncomfortably demanding, because the kind of person you're becoming through your choices matters more than the outcomes those choices produce. Not because of some metaphysical karma or cosmic scorekeeping, but because your character is the only thing you'll carry through every situation for the rest of your life. Outcomes come and go. Opportunities arrive and disappear. Success and failure alternate. What persists is the person you're building through how you respond to all of it. You can build someone who gives up when effort doesn't immediately produce results. Someone who abandons integrity when integrity doesn't pay. Someone who stops trying when the first attempt fails. That person will carry those patterns into every future situation, ensuring that when opportunity does arrive, they won't be capable of meeting it. Or you can build someone who maintains standards independent of immediate reward. Someone who tries because trying is worth doing regardless of outcome. Someone whose sense of self-worth isn't hostage to external validation. That person will also carry those patterns forward, which means they'll be capable when luck does align, when timing is right, when effort does correlate with results. You can't control when those moments arrive. You can control what kind of person you are when they do, but this still doesn't address the crushing disappointment of right effort leading to wrong outcome. Philosophical framing helps, but it doesn't make the failure hurt less. It doesn't resolve the disillusionment of discovering the world doesn't work how you were told it works. Seneca watched Rome descend into tyranny despite his efforts to prevent it. He worked to moderate Nero, to preserve what remained of republican virtue, to protect people from the worst of imperial cruelty. Much of this failed. Nero became exactly the monster Seneca tried to prevent him from becoming. The people Seneca try.